It is time for another Buccaneers Kickoff Podcast. Bucs Kickoff Podcast here on the baddest ass, biggest, strongest information website in the world for Buccaneer news. JoeBucsFan.com. I'm Rock Roddy, and this is Bucs Kickoff Podcast versus the Ravens. It's the Thursday night Amazon Prime game. All the rest of the NFL will be watching. The world will be watching. I believe the ratings, believe it or not, will be up from these Thursday night games. The ratings have slowly gone down on Thursday nights, but I believe that most will tune in outside of the Bay Area, non-Buccaneer fans, to see, has Brady lost it? Are the Buccaneers broken? How bad are the Buccaneers? You always want to see somebody that's at the top. Not everybody, but a lot of people want to see that person get cut down. I'm talking about Brady. And you got Lamar Jackson. It's a good matchup. It's not like the Baltimore Ravens are just world beaters. They're a step up on paper with talent compared to the Pittsburgh Steelers of 2 weeks ago and last week's Carolina Panthers opponent. But it's the NFL. This season is not over. Look, it looks doom and gloom. The Buccaneers can't run the football. Their defense is not as good as they once were. They're also having a harder time stopping the run. Brady has been off. He hasn't been getting time. But we do have some, I think, good news is that Nick Leverett is going to start at left guard. And I think this is an upgrade. Now, looking and studying the tape, believe it or not, Luke Getteke did not have that bad of a game, but he had a foot injury. It's a perfect time. They subbed him out. They brought in Nick Leverett. Leverett did a good job. Then they put him back in. Brady actually had time. That really wasn't that much of a problem last week. But it's just one thing after another. I've been at one buck. I've been here all week long. So I'll fill you in. My Under the Rock will do some matchups. And I want to give you the vibe because I'm there. I'm there watching practice. I'm there in the interview room. I'm in there in the locker room, walking around, talking to players, talking to staff that are inside the building. I'm there. So that's what I want to bring you every week here on Bucs Kickoff Podcast. Now, as I mentioned, the big news really is that Luke Getteke is out and it's Nick Leverett getting the start. Boy, but the Buccaneers are banged up. Logan Ryan, he went on injured reserve. He's been their communication guy for the safety at that safety spot. Safety Antoine Winfield, he's out with a concussion. Cornerback Carlton Davis is out with a hip. Cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting is out with a quad. You also have tight end Cameron Brate. No wide receiver Russell Gage. Julio Jones is a game time decision. What this means is four out of the top six defensive backs will be out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, when the Buccaneers go into nickel, you're going to see the rookie Zion McCollum. The unproven Zion McCollum, he'll be the outside corner. You're going to see more of Keanu Neal at safety, D. Delaney. Mike Edwards is good to go. He's fine. Same thing with Jamel Dean. I talked to him this week in the locker room. But every team has injuries. Every team's got to adjust if you want to make a playoff run. And so that's the deal on that one. But the Ravens, the MO on the Baltimore Ravens this year is, they're getting out to leads, and they're giving up these leads. Now, they did not give up the lead last week. They were able to hold on. They got the win. The running back, Gus the Bus, he had been out for so long. His knee was so bad, and he came back. They gave him a game ball in the locker room. He's a real quiet player. Didn't say too much. The video was kind of, it was pretty good, but the Baltimore Ravens are only averaging 20 points a game and 320 yards. This is their past four games. I don't like to do the whole season. I kind of like to do what have you done for me lately, like how are you playing right now? And the Baltimore Ravens are only averaging their last four games 20 points a game. In the first three games, the Ravens were putting up 33 points a game and averaging 380 yards. But the Ravens, in a win over the Browns, had a season low 254 yards and 94 net passing yards. So this is not a juggernaut that is coming in here to Raymond James Stadium. They're 4-3. Those that are covering the Baltimore Ravens are not big believers, don't have a lot of confidence. So this is it for the Buccaneers. I don't want to. Both have had a short week. The Ravens had to travel. The Buccaneers did not. And I'll get into everything. It was a lot different this week. Very strange. Very different kind of a week when you play these Thursday night games. God dang. The players' bodies are not ready. You can do all the treatment that you want, but it's cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. The Thursday night game's not going to go away, especially how much money Amazon paid. But anyway, it is the Bucs' third primetime game. Now listen, before I go any further, I want to tell you about my favorite place to get the best grub around. I'm a burger guy, but even if you're a chicken person, the fries, the shakes, the sides, I'm talking about the only place to go, Burger Monger. Burger Monger with their Chop House burgers and their Barstool shakes. You got a couple of different locations in the Tampa Bay area, in St. Pete, Safety Harbor, Wesley Chapel, and in Carrollwood. It's a third of a pound of beef. It's always a blend of ground chuck and sirloin beef, and the burgers are hand-pressed on the grill. Oh, maximum flavor, man. Perfect char. You got the toppings, the sauces, a variety of cheeses. They even have a Burger Monger, and they have a couple of them, delicious house-crafted recipe burgers. Tell me, give me one of your handcrafted recipe burgers. Let me try one of them. Those bad boys, they're delicious. And the shakes, Burger Monger shakes, Barstool shakes, all natural hand-scooped ice cream, hand-spun, thick, it's creamy, and on top, I love it, the whipped cream and a bunch of toppings. I want one now. You've got six classic shake flavors, very vanilla, strawberry cream, chocolate fudge, cookies and cream, caramel craves, and Snickers Supreme. Now, my wife, she loves the chicken sandwich, and they've got them. It's a large marinated chicken breast. You can get it grilled, fresh breaded, or deep fried to order. And the sides, oh, sweet potato waffle fries, the natural cut fries, the house-made hand-battered onion rings. And right now, this limited time only, there's no better deal anywhere. The LFG, Let's Freaking Go Burger, 12 ounces of beef. It's a burger stack with two patties, chopped lettuce, provolone, applewood smoked bacon, fresh avocado slices, and finished off with a drizzle of peppercorn ranch dressing. It is a winner. The LFG Burger Monger Burger. LFG Burger, $12. $12. You go to any other place, you're going to get a burger. It's going to be $12. This is basically two. So Burger Monger, the great burgers, Chop House burgers, and Barstool shakes. You will not be disappointed. All righty. Like I said, the Ravens coming into this game have been giving up double-digit leads. They had a 10-point lead last week against the Browns, and it was like, uh-oh, here we go again. But they hung on, 23-20, home win. Ravens come in, they are favored. Now, when I'm taping this here, 7 hours before, the Ravens are 1.5 favored. The over-under on this game is 45 points. The Buccaneers game, look, I thought there was no way they were going to lose to Carolina. I really didn't. And they got, not only did they get the loss, they got throttled, 21-3. It's their fourth loss in five games. I know the sky seems to be falling, okay? But I have a little bit of a different perspective being there. Monday, it felt like that inside One Buck Place, but it turned a lot on Tuesday. I will explain. But the Buccaneers, man, if you look at these categories, you know, numbers don't lie. And I know Lee from Joe Buck's fan, and at times I agree with him. You know, you can make stats any way you want, but Lee, all of these numbers that I'm going to give you today here on Bucs Kickoff Podcast are bad. This is what this team has been. Will they be? That's the question. Will they be? The Buccaneers are worst in the NFL in rushing. They were held to 46 yards last week. The Bucs are 1-8. In their last nine games played on Thursday nights. So they're not very good on these Thursday night games. When Brady enters as a home underdog, as is the case for this game, Like I told you, the Baltimore Ravens are favored by a point and a half. So in all of Brady's career, when he goes in as a home underdog, it's happened 12 times, he's 11-1 against the spread. He has won 9 times out of 12. He usually, I know this is a crazy season, is very, very good. Mike Evans, after that drop where he was wide open, he caught 9 passes for 96 yards. Nobody seems to remember that. All that, you know, and it's understandable. All you really remember probably is, Mike Evans, that game last week against Carolina. My God, he was wide open. And, you know, Brady comes out and says, you know, that's one play. There's many plays in the game. But I'm telling you what, that was the third play from scrimmage. What was the knock on the offense? They can't go down the field. Brady doesn't take deep shots anymore. Brady's lost arm strength. The offensive line doesn't protect him long enough for them to take deep shots. They can't run the football, so that way the defense, you can't catch them off guard. They're not going to give you that deep ball. All of that, he was wide open. And it's just like, because it's life. Is it fate? That's why this is not scripted. This is not WWE. Yeah, I got notes here. Yeah, there's analytics, but the game isn't analytics in all notes and on paper. It's real life, and that changed everything. Can you imagine if he hauls that in for whatever it would have been, 76 yards or something like that? Boom! They're up 7-0. They got the bomb. The offensive line's feeling good. They gave Brady protection. Brady's got the confidence back. I can go deep. Mike Evans has got yak. It helps the defense. It changes everything. But this is a microcosm of what has been going on for the Bucs this year. Evans never misses that. He admitted that it took him damn near almost a quarter, man. It was bothering him. He's human. These guys, yeah, they're the greatest. They're professionals. They're paid millions of dollars. They're human beings. They still do have feelings and get pissed off and get like, F. I blew that. So that changes the dynamics of this game. But anyway, this is what's been happening with the Buccaneers. Will it happen all season? The season is going on. It's moving quickly now. But the season isn't over yet. Some of you just this week was like ready to throw in the towel for good. And I'm not trying to be a homer, but I'm just telling you, yes, they have not been good. Yes, they are a 3-4 team. And every player that I talked to on Wednesday and Thursday said the same thing. This is who we are. Hell, Devin White, I put that in my report. He was like, you know, we will win a lot of games, but we haven't. Hell, we get in the playoffs now. We won and done. I was surprised he even said it. If we get in the playoffs, we're one and done. If they keep playing like they're playing right now. Okay? Lamar Jackson, only 9 of 16 for 120 yards against the Browns. He's not lighting it up. Now, he's doing a great job with his legs. Lamar had 59 of Baltimore's 160 yards on the ground. Right now, Lamar Jackson is fifth in all of the NFL in rushing. Fifth as a quarterback, 510 yards. Gus Edwards was the story for Baltimore last week. But you know what? They used him a lot. He missed all of last season, okay? And the first 6 games of this season, that's how long it had been since he played. In his first game back, he had 16 carries, 66 yards, and 2 touchdowns. They gave him the game ball. How is he going to respond? That's a lot for one game, and it's a short week. You know what I'm saying? You haven't played in damn near a season and a half. The Ravens are fifth in rushing in the NFL, averaging 156 yards per game. All right, before I get into matchups and do, you know, all of the down and dirty and deep dive and all that jazz, I want to do a little under the rock and give you my perspective being inside that building, okay? Wednesday, It's a Monday and a Tuesday, but it felt like a Wednesday, Thursday leading into a Sunday game. So here they come back from Carolina. It was an early 1 o'clock game. So 6, 7, 8 o'clock, boom, they fly in, boom, they get back to Tampa. We go in on Monday for open locker room, and there weren't a lot of players in there. The practice that they had was slower than a walkthrough, and that's understandable. Their bodies had gone through a game, even though they lost, and you think they didn't give effort and all that. The human body was not made to play this much. You need time to recover. But all the money, the NFL, they're not going to go away from these Thursday night games. So the majority of players had the floppy hats on. They're just walking out. Normally what happens on a Monday is they will run and they will try to get the lactic acid out of your muscles. You just try to get a little bit loose and watch film. Well, they had a practice. Brady came out. Blaine Gabbert came out with Brady. It was Trask and Ryan Griffin. And they had these, you know, when you play like in basketball shirts and skins and you put those little, we used to call them pennies, over your shirt. Or if you didn't have a shirt, you know, shirts and skins, or have these pennies. So it was Trask and it was going to be Ryan Griffin were going to run practice. And that's why I was curious what I asked Brady on Tuesday when he did his press conference. Are you throwing? Do you even throw at all? Because they really didn't. Basically, they just had three walkthroughs, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It was a marked difference on Tuesday when we got there. Monday, when we went in the locker room, there were Nacho. He's got a laptop. And he was just laying on the couch. There was another defensive lineman, a backup, and he was just kind of lounging, like half laying and lounging. And then there was another player sitting on the couch, and that was it. There was no players that were playing that pop-up darts. There was no card playing led by Devin White. There was no music playing. It was just like they got their asses kicked against Carolina, and now they're not ready yet to practice, but it's Monday, and it's just, they were down. And we talked to Tristan Wirfs, and he basically said it was very, he goes, I spoke to him on Monday, and then I was in a big media scrum on Tuesday. They're doing something different now, but I don't want to get too detailed. You don't really care about any of that. And he was just saying that it was like, much different on Tuesday. Like they put it behind them. They were like going after it, feeling better. They got their treatment, and it was like, okay, we're playing on Thursday night, man. We're 3-4. We're tied. The NFC South sucks. So we're still in this thing. We've been given a gift. We've sucked, and yet we're tied for first place. So we got a shot. And that was the mindset. You could just feel it. You can feel it at practice. Pep in their step, you could feel it inside that locker room. It was so different on Tuesday compared to Monday. Now, Akeem Hicks finally was back out there practicing. He was doing some band work and doing movements and stretching. And so that was good to see because we really haven't seen any of that. Bruce Arians, I did not see him on Monday, but I did see him on Tuesday. He was on his golf cart. He went over, and Todd Bowles was talking to Bruce for quite a while, right at the beginning of practice. And Todd Bowles was holding on to a football. He does that quite a bit. And then general manager Jason Light came out, and he got in the golf cart with Bruce. And he was sitting there chewing the fat with Bruce. Who knows what they were talking about for a long time. And I had one guy, you know, so I put that picture out, and someone's like, is this news? Is this news? I'm like, it's an observation, dude. I'm just telling you what I'm observing. I've never seen Jason Light go and sit, get in the golf cart and just sit there for a long time with Bruce Arians. But one of the photographers had a very good point that it seems to be that Jason Light has, it looks like he's got like an old football knee injury and he's not walking that spryly. Is that a word? Well, I'm saying it. And maybe he just wanted to sit down in the golf cart and that would take a load off his feet, whatever. But I'm just observing. No crowd noise. Very, very quiet. Every practice today, this week, again, because it was a walkthrough. And like I said, all year, they have been pumping in crowd noise, even when they play a home game at Raymond James Stadium. But it was eerie. I went over to Panera to get something to eat. And usually you can hear the crowd noise. You can hear the whistles. You can hear the practice from the parking lot where we park right on the other side of the big wrought iron gate. And you didn't hear anything. Just very, very quiet. It was to get their bodies ready to perform for this game on Thursday. Mike Evans, I asked Mike Evans because, and I asked Bowles this too about, you know, Byron Leftwich, the offensive coordinator. He keeps saying, we're close. You guys don't see it. I see it. We see it. You guys don't see it. I like the guys, how they're practicing. I like the guys we got. We're close. Although last week he goes, you guys, meaning the media, you're used to like 35, 40 points a game. We're not there yet. We're trying to get back to there. So I was like, let me ask him. So I asked Byron Leftwich. I said, Byron, last couple of weeks, you keep saying we're close. You only scored 3 points in this last game. Do you still feel you're close? And Todd Bowles did say he's not going to change any coaches right now, but he may change some of the things that we're doing. Are you going to make changes? Would there be any big changes? Do you think that you need to make? And he said, no big changes. And then he kind of went in, yeah, I kind of think that we're close. So I asked Mike Evans, and Mike Evans agreed. He said, we are. He thinks it's really, really close from the offense clicking. We really wanted to get back out there after that loss. Evan said, as badly as their bodies were beat up because they stunk it up so much, that's kind of helping. They're like, let's get out there. Let's get out there. But again, when we talked to players on Tuesday, like, it was over. They got a 24-hour rule, but it put them ahead. And I'll tell you, Sarah Walsh asked great questions from NFL Network. And she was sitting next to me when the Brady press conference. And she asked Brady, and I thought it was telling. She asked Brady, what has been the hardest challenge for you this week? You know, and he hesitated and he's like, that's a good question. Just getting over a loss. And then Joey Knight, a reporter from the Tampa Bay Times, I think this was the most telling of all. Do you see, Tom, asking Brady, do you see this offense coming out and having success Thursday night with a short week? You're not able to make many changes. You're not practicing, really. It's walkthroughs. So do you see? Brady went and had that long of a hesitation because he doesn't BS. He did say on one of his podcasts in the offseason that what he tells the media a lot of times is just, he's not lying, but he's not giving you anything. He says, you know, you got to run the football, you got to throw, catch, you got to play better, we have to block better, you know, all basic stuff. But he had a long hesitation. He didn't say, yes, definitely. Like, he knows. He said, this is the reality. We haven't earned anything. We haven't earned anything. We haven't played our best. We haven't earned it. He knows. But man, I have so many people. I taped another podcast earlier today. We were all done. My guest is like, I put it all on Brady. It's Brady. I'm like, I don't think it's all Brady. And is he all in? I can't say. But I'm telling you this. From my sources in the building, he's staying the same hours. It isn't like he's going home early. It isn't like he's doing all the preparation the same way. I have been in that locker room every Wednesday and Thursday since the season started. I have yet to see him. He is busy watching film. He is busy working with his trainer, Alex Guerrero. He's going over game plans. He's studying. He's working with his body. He's, you know, because I asked him, I said, what's different this week for you, Tom? Are you even throwing it all? And he's like, well, you try to get your treatment, try to get rest, and we try to eat right and just take care of your body. I think that's really the main focus for this game. Just try to speed up the process to have your body ready to go 100% for this Thursday night game. It should be a Sunday, but it's not. And so he's all in when he's in the building. That I can tell you. I'm there. He's all in when he comes out to practice. He's all in when he's throwing. Okay? But, you know, we can, it's for another day to debate the 11 days to go to the Bahamas with his family. What did that do? To save his marriage? And he's getting divorced. Like, what did that do? Especially when you had, that was very strange. Because Brady is so opposite that. Going to the wedding and missing a walkthrough. I've seen these walkthroughs. It's like, they're walking. They're not, it's so slow motion. It's like, that's, and he did make the meeting. You know, he was, whatever. But anyway, he's all in when he's in the building. I can tell you that. He did say on his Let's Go podcast, let me preface it by this. Brady has, or the Buccaneers have only scored a touchdown, one touchdown in their last 25 drives. The last time that Brady was under 500 was 2002. He hasn't experienced this. This is a quote from the GOAT on his Let's Go podcast. I don't think you're flying high after 4 out of 5 losses. It's very naive to think, man, we're ridiculously confident and we haven't done things at a high level. We understand we have a long season to go and we've got to start playing better football. That's an end of quote. Brady was asked about this Baltimore Ravens team. The GOAT said they do a lot defensively. They have a very difficult offense to defend. He also went on to, he was praising Lamar Jackson. He really thinks Lamar Jackson's really the next big thing, especially what he can do with his feet. But Brady, you know, I've had people tell me, like, Brady's done. He's washed up. He's a shell. He's a GOAT. Well, he is still sixth in all of the NFL, number six in all the NFL in passing yards. 1,980, 8 touchdowns and 1 interception. He doesn't have many TDs. He's not turning it over, despite not having any time. He had time, though, against Carolina. That was not an issue. He had time. But Brady is the 9th best quarterback in the NFL with QB ratings. So it's not like he's washed up or done. It's the whole season. It's a strange year. It's just, They're out of sync. And you know what? I remember tweeting this. I watched the halftime show on Fox during the game on Sunday. And Michael Strahan was tremendous. You know, they were all kind of dumbfounded when Kurt Minifee was asking them, what's wrong with this Bucs offense, this Bucs team? You know, when they showed the Brady, they showed the pass, the bomb wide open, Mike Evans, and fumbling it, and they couldn't run it, and they're just off. And Strahan's, you know, he looked perplexed and he said, they're just not in sync. They're not in sync. And he said, it's baffling because these are veteran players that have the resume. They have the experience of success. It's baffling while they're just out of sync. Boom. I couldn't have put it any better. I think that's perfect. The question is, the season is not over here. Are they going to be able to get in sync? What do they need? Do they need a long drive early in the game? Get that feeling, get that mojo back. The defense, are you going to have the hunger? Maybe they're not, you know, maybe Todd Bowles was right. The Super Bowl hangover. I mean, it's human nature. When you're at the top, you win the Super Bowl, you return all 22 starters, everybody's back, boom, you got the GOAT, boom. You win your division, you're feeling it, you know, you're pretty good. But now, this is the first failures. that they're experiencing with Brady. And it's not only, it's everything. It's just out of sync. Are they going to be able to get back in sync? And one more thing on Brady on his pod. He was asked on his pod the question that I asked Brady the week before. And Brady referred to that. It was about like the retirement or going to quit or not going to make it through the season. And Brady on his podcast said, quote, "I said last week, there's no immediate retirement in my future. There was a retirement in my past, but I've moved on from that. I always try to commit more to the things that are important to me, and this team is very important to me. I want to be the best I can for this team." So, look, if he gets divorced, do you think he wants to just be in a home by himself? Do you think he wants to just go to business meetings with TB12 and pickleball and his clothing line and doing all that? Or he doesn't have any wife telling him, you got to stop playing. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, let's concentrate on this game. And he's not showing any signs yet, to me, of practice that he's broken or that he's done. Okay? It's mentally. He hasn't been here before. Now, Ravens, their defenders, their defense, this week, their mouths are watering. Patrick Queen, Kyle Hamilton. It was either Queen or Hamilton had said, they weren't even born when Brady was drafted. One of their guys said, thank God he's coming back. It's fate. I'm playing against the GOAT. That brings out jitters in me. I hope I have the opportunity to get after him. The Ravens defense. What about the Ravens defense? What are they doing? 5 sacks last week against the Browns. Justin Houston had 2. Queen, Calais Campbell all had 1. And Hamilton had 1 sack. They're okay. I think the Baltimore Ravens defense is okay. It's not a juggernaut, you know? So, and it's a home game for the Bucs, and they didn't have to travel and get on a, you know, pack up and get on a plane and check into a hotel. So they were feeling a lot better on Tuesday and Wednesday, and they know it. They know it because all the questions that they get from us in the media are, what can you fix it? How can the running game is struggling? How can the defense? What are you guys, you know, what's happening in the second half? How come on third and long? How come he can't get 1 yard? Is Brady all in? What is it, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you this. I don't even know if this was even quoted, but Rashad White, the rookie running back for the Buccaneers, I asked him, I said, hey, has Tom said anything to you or the team behind the scenes this week? And he goes, yeah, he has. Yeah. And he didn't give me details, but he said, Tom has been very positive with us. He's trying to keep us, or he's keeping us positive, very positive behind the scenes. So I know you saw the 2 weeks ago, the video, and he was yelling at his offensive line because the cameras picked that up. That happens a lot more than you know. Hell, Leftwich told us that type of thing happens on a Friday at a practice, on a Thursday when the media is not allowed to see. He goes, it just happened to be during the game where the cameras were on him. So that's what Rashad White told me behind the scenes this week. Brady talking to the whole team. He was trying to keep him upbeat. Very, very positive. All right. I'm just telling you, I'm your conduit. All right. Some of the matchups. What do I want to see? Brady and his weapons. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Mike Evans, 33 catches, 454 and 3 touchdowns. I don't think Godwin has a touchdown yet. Am I right? 29 catches, 292 yards. The Ravens' defensive secondary. Okay, their corners are Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters. They're pretty darn good. But looking at the numbers for the Ravens' defense, they're near the bottom, man. in a lot of these stats. The Ravens defense is 23rd in how many yards they give up, 366 yards per game. So they're giving up a lot. In the Ravens passing defense, they're ranked 26th. Ravens defense in first downs allowed, 27th. So, God, I hope they don't run the ball up the middle, the Buccaneers on first down, because the Ravens have not been good. All right, the big key is Lamar Jackson. I know Gus the Bus had a great game last week, and they can run it, but Lamar Jackson is the stud. And you got to be wary, Buccaneers defense, of the rollouts and the Lamar scrambles up front. You got to get some pressure. You have to. Only, and what I've noticed in Baltimore Ravens games, opposing defenses going up against Lamar Jackson, they only rush four. They're not having to bring the house. And they have sacked Lamar quite a bit. I think they're number 20th in the NFL in sacks allowed per pass attempt, the Ravens. So he's been going down. But the 2019 MVP, he's so dangerous because he's so hard to defend. He's the only quarterback to have two 1,000-yard rushing seasons. And, you know, will their running game be able to help him out like what happened last week in this short week? Gus Edwards, Gus the Bus, how will he do recovering? First game back after that major knee surgery, 23 snaps. The Ravens are very good, though, in rushing. They're fifth overall in the NFL. Justice Hill had 20 snaps. Kenyon Drake had 17. As a matter of fact, their offensive coordinator is Greg Roman, and he's got a run-first approach. Now, there are some that follow the Ravens that don't like that, and are all over him, just like what's going on here with Byron Leftwich. But they're really a run-first offense. Lamar Jackson, he's so dangerous with his legs. He's elusive. He can throw it from the pocket. The Ravens like to use these power sweeps, and he's so good at faking the handoff, and then he'll just take off. So big test for Lavonte David and Devin White. Let's go. Devin White, you say you want to be the best in the NFL. Let's do it. Let's do it in this game. In my estimation, what the Buccaneers need to do, their defense, the Buccaneers defense, you've been doing a good job in the first half. You got to play all four quarters. Play just as hard in the second half. Play just as well in the second half as you do in the first. And let me check this out. In the first three games, all right, the Buccaneers were 2-1. Remember, they won against Dallas. They won against the Saints. Then they lost. But in the first three games, the Buccaneers only gave up, one touchdown. No field goals in the second half. They were playing all four quarters. I don't know what happened. Maybe because the offense has been not helping them out. And then the defense has to go back out there. And eventually that it's hard. That can take your toll. But nobody wants to hear any excuses. It kind of started with the Chiefs. If you remember that Kansas City Chiefs game earlier this season, the Chiefs blew the Buccaneers out every single stinking corner. And then the next three games after that Chiefs debacle, the defense struggled in the second half. And head coach Todd Bowles was saying, like, we can't, you know, you got to play all four quarters. And Bowles, he knows he will be on the hot seat. Like, the Glazers do not, they will pull the trigger. Either 2 years, some they give 3 years. But I'm not here just yet. Look, I know what happened with the Jets. I know that it didn't work. Bowles said to all of us when he got this gig, I learned from that experience. What did I learn? I learned, be my own man. Let me make the final decisions. Don't listen because it was the first time he got a head coaching gig and he was listening to too many people in the front office. He's listening here. He's like, no, this is my team. And then 2 weeks ago when we were at One Buck and one of the reporters from the back said, hey, the offense is struggling. Do you think, man, that you should maybe, you know, talk to Bruce Arians and get it? And he's like, this is my team. My team. Okay, that's, I like that. That's good. Now it's on you because the team is struggling bad, mightily. But I'm not calling for his head yet. They're 3-4. Yeah, it's been bad. I got to see more. You know, I'm not here rah-rah on it. Like, oh, they're going to do it. Just like Brady said, reality. They haven't. But you got a great opportunity against a Ravens team that isn't all that strong. They're 4-3. They've been giving up leads. They finally got one against the Browns. Yes, there was a controversial call. You could go back and forth. But there's a whole game. So they're feeling a little bit better. And I told you some of their defensive players are saying their mouths are watering. They're playing against the GOAT. They want to see if they can get him down and all that jazz. All right, what happened last week? Let me go back. I'll tell you what happened in the Ravens-Browns game. And just real quickly on that debacle against Carolina, okay? But before I do that, one more tip. And I told you about this at the beginning of the pod. Just try. Just try Burger Monger. Give it a shot, man. Chop House Burgers and Barstool Shakes. Just... the burgers are hand-pressed on the grill to a perfect char. Maximum flavor. I'm talking about any Burger Monger you go to, whether it's in Wesley Chapel, Carrollwood, St. Pete, or Safety Harbor here in the Tampa Bay area. Variety of cheeses, fresh toppings, and sauces. And they even have, Burger Monger has these delicious house-crafted recipe burgers. Oh, my God, I had trouble. It was to die for. Now, the shakes, it's all natural hand-scooped ice cream. It's hand-spun, thick and creamy. Then they put whipped cream on top and a bunch of toppings. You can get 6 classic shake flavors to choose from. Cookies and cream, caramel craves, Snickers Supreme, chocolate fudge, very vanilla and simply strawberry. And the sides, the craveable sides. Natural cut fries, sweet potato waffle fries, or the house-made hand-battered onion rings. And oh, if chicken is your thing. Mouth-watering, grilled, fresh-breaded, deep-fried, marinated large chicken breasts. And limited time only, the Let's Freaking Go Burger. It's basically two burgers in one. They got them right now at any Burger Monger. Tell them I told you, I want that LFG burger. It's a burger stack with 2 patties, 12 ounces of beef. You got the provolone, the chopped lettuce, the applewood smoked bacon, fresh avocado slices, and peppercorn ranch dressing drizzled on top for only $12. Burger Monger, Chop House Burgers, and Barstool Shakes. Go treat yourself. You'll be happy. That Buccaneer-Panthers game, that's why the NFL, it rules. That's why the NFL rules with parity, right? Carolina had lost 12 of 13, a third-string quarterback, an interim head coach. They traded away their best player, Christian McCaffrey. They traded away an unhappy Robbie Anderson. Quarterback P.J. Walker, 177, 2 touchdowns. The Buccaneers defense, this is what's alarming to me, gave up 173 yards rushing to the Panthers. It all started when Mike Evans missed the wide, the fumbling, and couldn't hold on. It would have been a 64-yard touchdown. Third play of the game. Brady goes, hey, man, that was only one play. Mike Evans goes, no, it changed. It changed the whole mindset. And you can say they're professionals, man. You should put that behind you. When you miss a wide open bomb to start the game from the GOAT, from a struggling offense, what, you think you're just like, oh, no big deal. No. He was pissed and it bothered him. Todd Bowles, we're going to see how many people handle adversity. And it's about as dark as it's going to be right now. Now, this was right after the game. The Bucs only had 46 yards rushing. And one last thing, I thought this was telling. Brian Burns, who is the Panthers' defensive end, he's a stud. You see him in that game? He's good. He said, I could see it in his eyes, Brady. He was upset. It's great to hold the GOAT to 3 points. But looking over, like, he could see it in his eyes. Brady was just, they weren't clicking. They're not clicking. They haven't been. Now, for the Ravens, Baltimore had blown a double-digit lead in the second half of each of their three losses. Browns had an offensive pass interference call that was wiped out on a TD pass to Amari Cooper. And then the Ravens had a chance for a long field goal. There was a false start that forced a 60-yard field goal tried. Field goal was blocked, and boom! Ravens hold on, and they get that win over the Brownies 23-20. Gus Edwards came back. He had two touchdowns. This guy had an ACL, a hamstring, and an LCL. He had not played since January of 2021 in that Ravens playoff loss to the Bills. They also got running back Justice Hill back from the hammy. So the Ravens offense, they started clicking. See, they started clicking where the Buccaneers have not clicked yet. They started clicking in the second quarter. Lamar Jackson let him down. That's what the Buccaneers need, man. Long drive. They let him down on a 10-play, 80-yard drive. Edwards touchdown. Ravens go up 13-10 at the half. In the first game, it was the first game that the Ravens did not score in the first. It was the first game that the Ravens allowed any points on an opponent's first possession. The Browns went 75 yards after the opening kickoff. Chubb, a 2-yard touchdown run. But anyway, so that's the deal. I have a couple of things here, what they were saying inside the locker room. Let me just give you a couple. We'll end on that. All right. Devin White, we need the win. We're a ball club. Now, this is when I was talking to him. There was a couple of other reporters. This was on Monday. This is Devin White. We need to win. We're a ball club that can win a lot of games, and we will win a lot of games. So being at the top of the division is good in the playoff picture, but we got to fix the task at hand right now before we even start thinking about the playoffs, because we'll just be one and done. It's important to get back on the right track of things. So they even know. If they were somehow in the playoffs, they would be one and done. They know this. Can they? Do they have the mindset? Are they old? Rex Ryan, the former Jets coach on ESPN NFL, Get Up, ESPN show on, I think it was on Monday. He's like, they're slow. They're old and they look slow. The offense, they do look slow. They do look slow. I mean, I saw Scotty Miller walking around the locker room. He looked fine. You know, but you got to just, Devin White, we asked, you know, why, what is it about the defense? What about like the second half? What's happening? And he says, this is Devin White. I just think we have mental lapses at one spot. There's always one spot that creates opportunity for a big play. So we just got to stay sound. We come out on fire. We do a good job. Everybody take care of what they can. Late breakdown, one person each time. It's a different person. We just got to clean it up and be more consistent. Robert Hainsey, he does not like talking to the media. He kind of gives you like this side eye, and it's like, ugh. He's a big old offense, not a big, but he's an offensive lineman that doesn't, he'd rather not have any focus on him. And he was asked, it was NFL Films was here this whole week, and their producer was asking the one question to everybody, how bad do you need this win? How bad it is? And Hainsey said, it was almost like, is this a must win? And Hainsey said, he didn't look at it this way. He goes, you go into every game training to win no matter what. You do everything you can to come out with a win. I wouldn't look at it that way. We have a great opponent coming in here. We're going to do everything we can to prepare like we always do. So Hainsey is not, he didn't want to take the bait saying that this is a must win. Joe Tryon Shoyinka, we talked to him on Monday. He said the Bucks were so good at turnovers in the first couple of games. Now they can't buy a turnover. Now, I know I've been covering the NFL long enough to know it comes in bunches, but Joe Tryon-Shoyanka said what he's seeing is, he said, you just got to be able to punch the ball out, get interceptions, but there's multiple ways to get the ball out. It's a combination of being disciplined, being at the right place at the right time, understanding that it's got to be a focal point for our defense. We got to start getting turnovers. And then Tristan Wirfs was asked, why can the Buccaneers offense not get 1 yard? Third and one, fourth and one. Why can you not get 1 yard? And Tristan Wirfs said, when it's third and one, there's no secret, no trick plays. It's tough because most of the time, you know what's happening. Third and one, it's just a dog pile. It's not a secret. We want to do our best to get on their line of scrimmage. That's what it is. Get on their line of scrimmage and get 1 yard. It's tough. He didn't have an answer. Basically, that's it. Didn't have an answer. Leftwich says they're giving him the right plays. He believes it's up on the players. Could be a combination of both. Look, this week it was all what's wrong. Can you fix it? What's happening? And if the players don't want to hear that, it's going to get worse. Then they have the opportunity to change that by playing all four quarters in this game, no matter how tired they are, because the Ravens are just as tired and probably even more. They had a better outlook and put the loss behind them on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so it's not a great Baltimore Ravens team. It's good. It's decent team. So let's see. I'm not predicting. I don't think that people think that Brady is not in. Brady looks tired. Brady's out. That's not the case. Hey, Nick Leverett is starting at left guard. Okay, so you can't use Luke Gedeky as a whipping boy this week. Yes, you got players out on defense. Your defensive secondary, you're banged up. The Ravens are hurting too. So it's right in front of you. You got a chance. You got plenty of time here to turn this around. And it all starts for this game. Listen, thank you so much, man, for listening to Bucks Kickoff Podcast. Thanks for always checking out joebucksfan.com. It's the best. It's the best website. Best information, entertaining, insight. Anybody that talks and has any knowledge about the Buccaneers, it's going to be on joebucksfan.com. My pleasure and honor to be over at One Buck every week and bring you this inside stuff. And we'll talk to you next week. All right? Enjoy this game.